Hello. Well, seems like a little while since I was recording one of these messages on a Sunday night. I won't bore you with all the details here, but it's been quite an interesting month or two for me in terms of my work. But happily, that's all over now. And I've actually got a bit of time on my hands now before Christmas. So hopefully normal service has now resumed. But a few changes this week. You'll notice that the Christmas playlist is now live. And that means two or three Christmas tunes have crept into the Myriad log. Do please try to play them and use them as a way of making mention of all the wonderful Christmassy things taking place in St Albans, including the Christmas market, the Christmas events at the Abbey, and all the pantos and Christmas shows that are taking place. You'll find all the details online. I've put some links which might be useful on the written version of this message. Now, it's going to be a sad week for me because this week is the last show this weekend for Kevy and the last of his Wake Up with Kevy shows on a Saturday morning. Kevy, I'm really sad to see you go, and the best of luck to you for the book and for the band as well. And do please come back and see us. Do keep in touch. We're really going to miss you. Now, some huge thanks to give this week. We've had a few brilliant events both on and off air, and because I haven't been making these messages for the last couple of weeks, I do have a bit of catching up to do. Firstly, huge thanks to Amanda Yorworth for her work on Sustainable St Albans Week. Not only did she cover the subject on Environment Matters, but she also organised and held a public debate in the council chamber, recorded it and edited it down for Local Life last Wednesday evening. If you have a chance, I urge you to take a listen to the special edition of Local Life. It was a wonderful piece of radio, completely distinctive. No other station could possibly have done it. Thank you very much, Amanda, and thank you for the huge effort you put into the show. Now, last Sunday afternoon, we had a wonderful, albeit cold afternoon down in Marketplace as we helped with the 2016 Christmas light switch on. This year, not only did we reflect on what was happening in St Albans, but we also covered what was happening in Harpenden and in Boreham Wood as well. Despite the cold and some technical trouble and our fairly strange new location, we did another wonderful turn, and I know that Helen and the council events team are really pleased with what we do. Thank you to everyone who helped out with this. I'll try and get through the names as quickly as I can. Johnny, Claudia, Clive, Phil, Tony, Richard Edwards, Ruth, Ashlyn Kay, Mark Bilsby, Mandy, Nick, Elspeth, Ellie Smith and Michael Hingston. And a special thanks to Denise Parsons for her comparing skills on the taxi rank stage, which raised a few more quid for us over and above what the council pay us to do the event in the first place. Thank you so much, everyone. I hope everyone had a great time and wrapped up warm. Now then, on Saturday afternoon, this Saturday just gone, we did another of our wonderful events down at the Maltings Shopping Centre. These are such brilliant fun. We go out down there, we hand out some balloons, we meet our listeners face to face and generally be cheerleaders for the Maltings events and for the city in general and for us as a station. I hope you all saw the coverage on Facebook and Twitter and on the radio spots that we've been running ahead of this. We're doing another in a couple of weeks on Saturday afternoon. But in the meantime, thank you so much to Richard Edwards, to Kerry, Ian Collier and Jenny Hames for making this, for manning the stand and being some brilliant ambassadors for the station. And thank you very much indeed, guys, for standing out in the cold on a Saturday afternoon when there was Christmas shopping to be done. I must also thank Clive Glover. Now that we're at the more or less at the end of the OB season, I must thank Clive for all his hard work in organising the events over the last year. There's not many in January or February, so we're more or less at the end of the OB season. And I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say this is the best year we've ever had for the number and the quality of the outside broadcasts we've done. And I think we should be really proud of ourselves. Last thing, the volunteers' Christmas meal is nearly upon us. It's a week on Wednesday, December the 14th, at the Hare and Hounds, getting going at about 7 in the evening. This is a great time for us to get together and hopefully reflect on what we've done as a team over these past 12 months. Do please let Nick Hazel know if you're coming so that we've got an idea of numbers. And the station is putting up £5 per head towards food and drink, so it's well worth being there for. I can't wait to see everyone and thank you all in person for the work you've put in. So now that I've got a bit of leisure time, I've got a bit of time on my hands in the run-up to Christmas. This week is going to be taken up by all those stupid chores that keep on nagging. I'm going to be getting the car serviced, getting the boiler serviced to make sure it's okay for winter, sorting out all the house ready for Christmas and winter as well. I hope you have a great week, and thank you once again for all the time and effort you put into making this organisation such an asset for our community. And I really hope I can see you on Wednesday evening, Wednesday the 14th, as we get together at the Hare and Hounds. Have a great week, and I'll see you soon. Bye.